Hey, this landed on my desk a little earlier on today, and I absolutely love this story. It says, "Hi, my name is Robin, and my daughter, aged 5, Peyton, will be cutting her hair off and donating it to Variety Hair with Heart and raising money for the Variety Children's Charity at the same time." So I thought, hey, I'm going to get Robin and Peyton on the phone right now. How are you, Robin?
Good, how are you?
Good, you must be a proud mum.
I'm very, very proud.
Can you tell us what your daughter Peyton is doing coming up on the 20th of September?
Okay, Peyton is cutting off her hair around 35 centimetres, maybe a little bit more, and donating it to Variety Hair with Heart.
Okay, so what do Variety Hair with Heart then do with Peyton's hair?
They turn it into wigs, which are for use for children with alopecia or after chemotherapy or, you know, hair loss for treatments and stuff.
So why did Peyton decide to do this? I mean, she's only 5. That's pretty gutsy.
I was watching a movie and a little girl lost all her hair for chemotherapy, and she saw it and she was very sad, and she said, "Well, I've got lots of hair." And I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Oh, well, she could have some of mine." And I explained to her that she can actually donate hair and stuff. And she said that she really wanted to, and so I let it go for a bit, but then she kept asking me. So I contacted Variety and other foundations and thought this one would be really, really good.
Wow. That's a really great story. Now, being 5, it's going to be quite a big deal. Do you think she's ready for it? I mean, her hair's quite long as it is.
Yeah, she can sit on her hair.
Right, so she's not going. She's probably going to be able to do it 2 or 3 times over the lifetime of her school years, at least, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. She really wants to do it again. She's just happy that she can make a wig, because the wigs cost up to around $6,000-$7,000, per week. They're handmade and stuff, so they're, you know, it's definitely worth it. Well, I'm going to have Hannah from the Mo Rook Lane. She'll be cutting the hair off, and the Tajabash car will be coming up.
So
all the kids get to see the Tajabash car and get to understand a bit of a Variety charity and what they do with their scholarships and things.
Well, Variety are famous for their bash cars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are you also raising money on top of this as well?
Yes, she is actually. So we've only put $1,000 as a goal, and she's already up to, I think she's up to $900 already. And it's only been a week, which is really, really good. But that money will actually be used for the Variety charity. So for medical equipment, supplies, or to go towards scholarships and stuff.
Have you got an online portal where we can go and show some support for Peyton?
So if you get onto Variety, the children's charity site, and you look at fundraising pages, you'll just search her name and you'll be able to find it, and it'll be on there. It was actually an advocate as well a few days ago.
Fantastic. Is Peyton there?
Yes, she is.
Hey.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
Well, Peyton, aren't you brave? What made you want to do this in the first place?
Give back to others.
Oh, give back to others. That's absolutely fantastic. And have you challenged some of your friends at school to perhaps do something similar?
Yeah.
And what did they say? They got a bit nervous, did they? No, we'll leave that to you, Peyton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, we want to wish you the best of luck from the radio station on the 20th of September. We think you're a brave girl, but you're doing it for a great cause. So thank you very much, and congratulations for being such an awesome member of our community on the coast, Peyton.
Thank you.
And if you missed any of those details, just Google Peyton's Big Chop Variety, and that'll take you straight to the link.